Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of Pit Lane Parlay. I am your host, Mike Jokum. Frenchie is here. We are here to spend a half hour talking about why they said they were going to cut down the trees outside of my apartment, and they have yet to do so, and I can't park out front. And that's the end of the episode. I'm just kidding.
What, so they blocked the spaces so they could cut the trees down?
Yeah, they sent like an email yesterday and then knocked on our doors this morning. Like, move your cars. I'm like, okay, no problem. Move my car. You've been in my house. It's like up front where the playground is. So I'm like, all right, no big deal. It's now 3 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon. They haven't done shit on my street. They're like three streets over. But I'm like, why did you tell me I had to move my car if I don't have to move my car?
I thought you parked under that covered
thing.
They said,
well, yes, but they still said, like, they said no cars can be from, you know, one of the apartments on back. It's dumb.
That's nowhere near any trees.
There's a couple big trees, yeah. But I mean, I don't know. Whatever. I'm ranting about something that's probably not actually that important. But I have a non-racing question to start off, and I Googled this because I couldn't really think of anything. I don't want to ask some like lame-ass Thanksgiving question as we approach Thanksgiving, so I did some Googling for questions to ask. So this one comes from thescienceofpeople.com. I don't know what that is. It just came up on my Google. So stop. Don't ask. If your wardrobe could only be one color, what color would it be?
I guess it would probably be blue.
Okay.
Because I feel like I wear jeans pretty often, and then I just wear like a blue shirt of some shade with it. I don't know. Maybe black? Yeah, one of those, because then you can wear a suit, too. Yep. Like, it'd be blue or black. Yeah, you pretty much have every option.
I haven't worn a suit. Man, it's been a while. Like, a couple of years at this point.
I was wearing one today.
Yeah, yeah, really? That made me think of it when you texted me that. I don't even know if my suit is here or if it's back at my parents in Philly. I legitimately do not know. And I don't really care, because I don't need it for anything at any point.
We should podcast in suits from now on. Just kidding. For the benefit of
the benefit of the three people that ask me about YouTube, which I have not published on YouTube in a while because I don't want to I'm sitting in the dark right now because I'm tired and I haven't felt well all week, so I don't really care. My answer would be the same though. I have a lot of blue or navy blue-ish T-shirts. But to be different, I will say, like, dark green. Like, I have a dark green sweatshirt that I really like. It's very comfortable. So, and I'll probably wear it tonight when I go over to Sam's house for a little bit. So.
But you have to have green pants on then, too, right?
Shit.
Like, everything's green.
Yeah.
Because your whole wardrobe.
All right. You know what?
So, I mean, green pants are fine. Like, that's
not
weird.
Weird. It's a lot. It's excessive to wear every day. But if you're wearing one color, I guess you don't have a choice. Okay, well.
Jay Leno wears all blue. He wears denim on denim, like, Canadian every single day of his life. I've heard that geniuses, and supposedly he's a genius. I don't know who said that. I forget. But the people who are geniuses apparently want to simplify their lives to the point where they just wear the same thing every day.
I just wear gym shorts and a sweatshirt every day because I work from home and I don't want to put on clothes. Even when I have like to do video meetings, I'm like, no, I don't really care.
Yeah, but you don't have like 20 of the same sweatshirt. That's what we're talking about here.
Like Steve Jobs, like when he had like all those like turtlenecks. Yeah, I gotcha.
Exactly. The same one. He just has a closet full of them to wear it every day.
I'm trying to think if I have any. I do have like four of the same PLP t-shirt in my drawer because I just grab them out of the pile of ones that are sitting in the guest room here next to me when I don't feel like doing laundry. Which, by the way,
you just picked up
at least three
shirt.
Times this year. Which, by the way, these t-shirts are being retired once the calendar flips to 2023. So if you want one, I will literally just mail it to you. No charge. Doesn't matter. And before we get on with the episode, thank you to our friends at Java House. They have five locations in Indy. We're supposed to record there this week, but unfortunately due to a little hospital visit I had, I did not go, but we will be there.
Now everyone's going to ask why you were in the hospital. You can't be that
vague. I wasn't feeling so well. I don't have COVID. I don't.
There you go.
We'll see. I have to go to a specialist tomorrow to kind of see what's going on. So I have another specialist appointment like next month. So yeah.
Aging sucks. So terrible.
Getting old is really hard. Everything hurts. Literally everything hurts. Anyway, thank you to Java House, who is a great sponsor. Five locations in Indy. I don't remember where I was, but if you're not in Indy, go to javahouse.com, use promo code PITLANE10 and get 10% off all of your orders. Especially during the holidays, you're going to need all that caffeine to put up with family members you don't like or long commutes like I have in a couple weeks when I drive back to Philly. So
Irish coffee.
Yeah, Irish coffee. That's not even what I was thinking, honestly, but I mean, good point. Where do you where do you want to start?
I guess there's a little bit of news going on, but not a ton. So we're still just waiting on a couple of seats, basically, in IndyCar to be decided, yeah. I think is pretty much what we had to talk about. I think the first is that Nicholas Latifi, we've had conflicting reports. Everyone says he's going to Ganassi. Then we hear from him directly that he thinks IndyCar is the logical next step for him, and he thinks it's basically the series outside of F1 that he finds the most appealing. He did call it a spec series like a more advanced Formula 2 championship, so that's not going to endear him to many. I mean,
no.
I guess he said it's more advanced than Formula 2, but given that whole super license debate, I think that's going to piss some people off, but oh well. I think he's going to end up here eventually. I don't know if it's going to be next season, though, because he apparently said if he's going to do IndyCar, he would do the ovals because he doesn't want to take himself out of the championship,
respect.
Which I respect that. That's pretty cool to hear. And he said, you know, if he didn't even do ovals in the first year, then the second year he'd be doing them and have to learn it. So it sounds like if he's going to do it, he's going to be all in, which will be cool. And it'll be interesting to see how he, I guess, compares in IndyCar, because obviously he was in probably the worst equipment on the grid. And everybody kind of says he's not that talented, maybe, and kind of, you know, get bags on him. But it could end up being that he's actually much more competitive than we think when he gets to IndyCar and maybe has a chance to compete.
So, first off, his quote when he said, you know, IndyCar is the next logical step, I almost took it as like, hey, I know you guys think it's the next logical step, and this is what I would do if I was in IndyCar, but it didn't give me the impression that he was, like, ready to either jump in or, like, maybe he's thinking, like, yeah, I know you guys all think it's the next logical step, but, you know, maybe I want to take a year off, or maybe, you know, I want to go to e-scooter, you know, maybe I want to do, you know, something else. So that's just, I took it, like, a little bit different than what you said, but I don't think necessarily there's one right or the other, but yeah, I don't know. I think he's a talented kid. You know, did he win the F2 championship or was he second?
He was second to Nick DeVries.
So, I mean, clearly there is some driving talent there. He's been stuck in a bad Williams car forever, and he's clearly kind of, I think he's another driver in the, you know, forcing issues camp this year because he's, you know, next to a teammate now who is getting something out of that car, even more so than George Russell got out of that car. So, and I don't think that's necessarily George's fault. I think that's the car's just a little bit better this year. But anyway, yeah, I mean, if he comes to IndyCar, I respect what he said in terms of the ovals and whatnot. So it will be interesting. I'm sure he would be really interesting to talk to because he's a very well-spoken dude. So I would be intrigued.
Yeah, going off what you just said, I recommend if you guys don't listen, I mean, obviously this is the IndyCar episode, but if you guys don't usually listen or you skipped a week or whatever, listen to the Beyond the Grid from it's last week. I mean, this week is Danica Patrick, so yeah. I skipped that one. But last week was Nyck DeVries, and he was brutally honest about his shortcomings. It was pretty amazing to hear an F1 driver talk so candidly about why he wasn't performing at the level that he expected, and honestly gained a lot more respect for him just hearing him kind of be hard on himself.
Nice.
Let's see, what else do we have going on? Apparently Coyne is going to run a part-time third entry if Honda is willing to supply them with another engine lease. It would be an oval-only entry, so that sounds like it would be the Sato car from what we're hearing, because he doesn't have full funding. But then that number 51 car, I guess, with Wick Rare Racing would be... Wow, that sounded like...
He sounded like a Roger Rabbit.
That was hard to say. Yeah, Rick Ware Racing. Let me enunciate that a little bit better. I think basically we don't know who's going to be in that seat, but it sounds like whoever is going to drive that car has to bring the entire budget or most of it. So, I mean, Linus Lundqvist might be out of luck there, even though it would make sense talent-wise and experience-wise for him to be there. I think it may end up being Marcus Armstrong just based on funding availability.
And for those who... Yes.
That's just a guess. Fair.
For those who don't know, Marcus Armstrong has been in F2 for the last 3 or 4 years, give or take. Talented kid.
Yeah, yeah, let me pull up his racing record.
I agree. It's definitely not going to be Lundqvist, unfortunately. I think, you know, he deserves it, but as I've said before on the show, deserve has nothing to do with anything in motorsports most of the time. So, fun fact, if you know what TV show I stole that quote from, I will send you 5 PLP t-shirts. So anyway, I think Armstrong is a good bet. I don't know, maybe it's a good spot for Latifi if he does come to IndyCar, because
coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Running should be simple. Just put on your shoes and go. And yet, when you try to learn about how to get better at it, especially as you age, you're confronted with conflicting advice, complicated workouts, and confusing nutrition trends that just won't work for you. On The Planted Runner, I'll share exactly how to run faster, longer, and feel great doing it at any age, because you don't have time to waste. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik, and I went from not running at all in my late 30s to finishing a marathon in 2:58 at age 42, all on a plant-based diet. I've helped hundreds of runners achieve new personal records well into their 60s and even 70s with science-backed training, plant-based nutrition, and proven mental strength techniques. Each episode of The Planted Runner is like a private coaching session on the run, where you'll learn from me and the guests I interview. You'll get actionable lessons to help you become a better runner every week and reach goals you never thought possible. Whether you're training for your first 5K or your 50th marathon, take along The Planted Runner on your next run. Let me show you how your best running is still ahead of you.
It's a relative...
You could buy the entire team
twice and still have money left over. But it's a relatively low pressure spot. You know, people aren't going to expect you to be on the podium in a coin car most of the time. Most of the attention will be on Malukas as the young up-and-coming driver. And not that Latifi is old, but so that would be, I don't know, that would be kind of fun. I mean, that's, I'm trying to think if there's anybody else. No, I think it would be, I think it will be Armstrong because they've tested him, but we shall see.
The only other possibility is Daniel Frost, and I mean, he's signed up to do Indy Lights. So, yeah, I don't know why they would just kind of bump him and get rid of that contract to move him up. I think he maybe needs to show a little bit more this year in Indy Lights, and then he'll have a better chance next year. But obviously, as we've seen, that's not a guarantee. Marcus Armstrong, though, finished second in Formula 3 in 2019, and then he did 3 years of F2. In that time, he finished 13th, 13th, and 12th in the championship. But in his last year, he won, which was actually 2022, so he did it this year. He won 3 races, and then he won a race in 2021 as well. So, I mean, he's shown he can be competitive.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think he's a good kid. I think he would be a fun kid to have around the series as well and bring some international eyes. He's from New Zealand, right?
Yeah, I was trying to find that because I can't remember if he's from New Zealand or from Australia, but I believe...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from New Zealand.
So you'd have a...
From Christchurch.
They do have some weird town names over there. Anyway.
I'm trying to think of what else we had to discuss about IndyCar.
You texted me Daniel Ricciardo's name. I didn't see anything, but continue.
Oh, right. So this is just kind of pure speculation on, I think, a lot of people's parts. But if he's going to do IndyCar, he has now stated formally that I think he would not do the ovals. So I don't really see him wanting to come over and just not do the entire championship. He doesn't strike me as that kind of guy, which I was kind of surprised he wouldn't want to do the ovals because he seems like the most wannabe, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but like wannabe American foreigner that there is. Like, he just seems like he wishes he was American.
Yeah.
If he had the choice, even though he's Australian. I don't know. I think he's not going back to F1, I don't think, ever again after this year out. That rarely happens, especially based on how bad his performance has been. Unless he maybe takes a reserve role, but I think he'd take a reserve role in F1 over IndyCar. So if we're going to get somebody,
Ricciardo has said nothing that gives me any indication that he wants to be in IndyCar, and that's okay, but I just don't get the impression that he wants to be here, which again is fine. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, apparently a lot of teams have been reaching out to him, and trying to tempt him over there. And, I mean, I guess he talked to Romain Grosjean at some point. It's come out that basically he said, you know, hey, you don't have to race the ovals. I didn't in my first year. And, you know, you might get into it once you actually realize how these cars are made and how the safety is as good, you know, as F1. You can ease yourself into it. But we'll see. I don't know. It doesn't seem like he's... like we heard from Latifi that he actually sounds interested. I think Ricardo's a pretty honest guy, and if he was interested, he would have already had the opportunity to come over because he's a bigger star than Latifi, and the teams have been offering him spots from what it sounds like.
I agree. I have nothing to add of value to that one. So, here's one. No, we probably shouldn't talk about that. Let's just pretend.
You just teased everyone.
There's a lot of things like I might want to say about things that have names that have changed, but I probably shouldn't. So we're just gonna gloss over that and keep going on with the world. So do we have any other news?
Not that I can really think of, unless you have something. It's a slow news.
Yeah,
week,
I think we're, you know, the next couple weeks, probably through December, are going to be pretty quiet. Everybody's going to chill out for the Thanksgiving holiday. I don't think there might be some Sebring testing for IndyCar in December. Otherwise, we're pretty much done for the year in terms of what's going on. So we will probably do like one of those Lost Tracks episodes again. I've been trying to get with Frank to get one recorded, and our schedules just have not lined up at all the last couple weeks. David Malukas will be on next week. We're going to chat with him Monday afternoon, put that out at some point next week. And I'm trying, if they are listening, I have emailed McLaren PR at least 3 times to try to get Pato back on the show, and they don't really like to answer very much. So, you know, we're trying to keep
they're busy.
Trying to keep the off season as entertaining as possible this year. And then obviously it's a couple weeks away, but Thanksgiving week we will not be doing anything. I am driving back to Philadelphia and then driving back to Indianapolis in the same week. So pray for me and my ability to stay awake.
You can just record an episode while you're driving.
Maybe if a few people are interested, I will do like a Twitter, what is that, a Twitter Spaces? Yeah.
Spaces.
Or an Instagram Live just for you guys to keep me company while I drive.
While driving? Why not? You can do that?
Do I have to look at it?
I guess if you have your phone mounted and then... But no, well, you would, because I think the questions are being typed in at least Instagram Live, right?
It'd have to be Twitter then, because they're not typed. And I would need somebody else to monitor it to let people become speakers and whatnot. Okay.
Well, I could do that. I mean,
we'll see.
Yeah. That'd be like celebrity treatment.
Maybe I'll find somebody to join and we'll make the best of it. Anyway, well, there's not other news going on right now, so stay tuned for everything we mentioned. We'll keep you busy all off season. And everybody have a lovely weekend of November.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.